Is it possible to flip a wholesale or commercial property?
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.
All right. Is it possible to flip or wholesale a commercial property? Yes, of course. Of course you can flip and wholesale and or wholesale a commercial property. What is a commercial property, by the way? Commercial property is basically a property, real estate property, that is used for commercial reasons, meaning they're used to make money. They're not used like a home where you live in and you live in, right? So, and there are all types of different types of commercial properties. Like right now, in my opinion, everyone's house should be a commercial property. You have a home office, a home studio, right? And stuff like that you actually make money from inside of your house. But that's not what we're talking about. Let's not combine ourselves. I'm talking about office buildings. We're talking about strip malls. We're talking about maybe apartment complexes, right? Mixed-use property is a property with a shop in the basement, on the first floor, and then maybe an apartment or two apartments at the top. Those are all considered mixed-use here in New Jersey. Some people consider that commercial, right? So can you flip or wholesale commercial property? You can flip or wholesale anything. Let's just get that through our psyche, okay? Like literally, I can turn around and take these headphones and say, hey, I found this in somebody's garage. I found it. I picked it up for $2 because they didn't want it no more. I listed it on eBay. I sold it for $7. Okay? Boom. I just made how much? I sold it for $7. They paid shipping. So I just made $5, right? And I can do that over and over and over and over again. With any product, goods, and even services. Did you know that? Anything that people will pay money for, any kind of valuables that people will pay money for, you can flip and you can wholesale it, okay? And it's the same thing for commercial properties. The only thing I need to point out here is this. Remember when we talked about cash buyers, okay? Cash buyers for homes, residences, right? So there's something called market size. Market size, either you're dealing with a seller, you're dealing with a buyer, you need a healthy market size in order for you not to run into frustration in any business, okay? So one of the mistakes that a lot of people make when they're starting a brand new business, one of the biggest mistakes that they make is they have this idea, but they never test the idea to go start a business off of it, right? They never test the idea with the market. Does the market even want this? Okay. Like, it's just like everything we do here, like 50% of our business here, we test the market before we create a product, okay? We don't want to create stuff that the market doesn't want. Not because I think it's the fanciest, best idea in the world. I want to test it. So why am I saying that? What does it have to do with commercial property? When you're dealing with cash buyers, the people that will actually pick up this property from you, that number of people is significantly lower than if you were dealing with residentials, okay? Because residential, everyone needs a home, but not everyone needs a commercial property, okay? So because of that, there's a big market for residential properties. When you're comparing that to commercial properties, significantly lower. So if that's not the game that you already played, that you have some experience in, it's gonna be tremendous. Even if you lock up a good deal under contract, it's gonna be tremendously difficult for you to sell the deal that you lock the property under, okay? Now, with that being said, if it's truly a real deal, really all you have to do is make a call to a few commercial real estate agents and they can probably find somebody to pick up the deal. So the question here is it possible? Absolutely, it's possible. Just be mindful that when you jump around different types of deals and businesses like that, you have to consider the market size. Do you have the resources? Do you have the network to pull strings to make things happen? If you don't, you're gonna have a contract, a paper that's worthless in your hands. Does that make sense? And that's not what we want, because you don't make money like that. You make money by actually translating the value in that paper, the contract, into money in the bank account. And money only comes from one place. It comes from people. Okay? That's just the bottom line. Okay? Money comes from one place, comes from people. So if there's no people, that's the third core pillar that we'll cover in smart real estate wholesaling, right? there's value, there's automation, there's people. If there's no people, there's no money. Okay, that's why it's not properties, it's people. It's the people that control the properties, right? Or the people that have interest in purchasing the property. You need enough size so you don't run into frustration, all right? Hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.